Good morning, church family. God is good, and all the time.
God is good.
You know, let us give God some praises this morning. Amen. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family. The Holy Family. We tend to forget that while they enjoyed many positive human experiences, they also had to deal with many difficult situations in their lives. The challenges to the Holy Family begin as early as the conception of Jesus in the womb of a virgin. Both Mary and Joseph had to face questionings and misunderstandings. Then, near the time of Jesus' birth, a census is decreed, and Joseph and the pregnant Mary are required to travel to Bethlehem at a most inconvenient time. Once the Holy Family is able to return to Nazareth, even in the ordinary living of life, they must have encountered frustrations and difficulties. However, like parents of children moving into a new phase of growth, Mary and Joseph have to try to understand Jesus' actions and response to them and know that their child has been commissioned by God to be on a mission to save all God's children. Amen, church?
Amen.
This morning, we would like to welcome to our church family, Father Bendel, who will be our celebrant this morning. Amen.
Amen.
And now let us stand and let us sing together as a church family, "Oh, Come, All Ye Faithful."
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing choirs of angels, sing in exaltation. Sing, O ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God, glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning. Jesus, to thee be our glory again. Word of the Father, now in flesh appear. adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord.
Good morning, church. Are you happy to be here this morning? If you are happy, do something for Jesus. Amen. Today we gather to celebrate a feast that we say in the church that marks the end of the octave, though tomorrow octave is going to be completed fully. And the church in her wisdom is ending it with the feast of the celebration of the Holy Family of Jesus, the God-man, Mary, the Immaculate Conception, and Joseph, her spouse. And so we gather as a family of God, and we begin this Eucharist in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In this Eucharistic celebration, we pray for all families of the world, especially in our time that we're facing crisis in our family lives and in the whole world. We pray for those that ask us to pray for them, for your grandchildren, an entire family of the family that gathered in this church this morning. That God may come to our aid, restore family, unity, and peace in our lives through Christ our Lord. Amen. Beloved in Christ, we are all sinners. And we cannot deny being offending one another and God. And so in order to celebrate this Eucharist in a worthy manner, let's call to mind our sins.